Hello, everybody. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. This is your boy, Freddie J. And, of course, your girl, the host with the most, my girl,
Model
Maya
Angela.
Angela. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, hey. What's good with you?
Okay, like, this is completely off topic. I'm starting the show off topic, so. I had to go in my son's room and put some up, and he has it like booby trap, like Home Alone. You walk in, you stepping on little Hot Wheels and Legos. So it's just like, can you go pick up?
Oh, Lord. But, man, today, y'all, today's show, it's actually, today's show, we still have the topic, but it's also something new added into the mix due time. Due to some breaking news, which is also sad news, by the way. First, let me go ahead and let everyone know what the topic of the day is. The topic of the day is, should parents put children on birth control? So we'll be talking about that. You know, of course, you're welcome to hit me up in my inbox, tweet me, whatever, share your views there, or even call in at 347-202-0389, and also I'll let Angela tell y'all what the other thing is. So Angela, the breaking news.
Breaking news, really, Fetty? First is breaking news, then you want me to deliver it?
Yeah. Because you're the main host, so you have to be with that duty. So you're the main host, you have to have the duty.
No, this is so not my field of expertise. But we're just sending out, you know, prayers to my co-host Debbie's family. They lost a family member. So we're just going to pray for them and, you know, keep them all in our prayers through a hard time. You know, losing family is never easy. So shout out to Debbie. Stay strong. If you need me, call me. That's about it. I think City's going to dedicate some songs to him during our music break. So. This should be interesting.
I will. It's obvious that you see I do good with these songs. So I don't even know why you even sit here and try
no.
to doubt me.
No. You be talking
depending
about
on the, depending on the mood,
segment,
I'm always
you
on
play
point.
Love music. No.
I ain't going to play no love music for talking about. Come on now,
last time you was like, I'm gonna put this wretched music on, and it was like a little song, like, really, City?
I know, I got y'all, because I had to make y'all think so wretched was coming over, y'all, okay, let's do the wretched scene, it got y'all, because now, because you didn't see it coming, you're like, oh, what is this? Yeah, see, that's all I got throw one at y'all, when y'all don't see it coming. And then y'all be like, oh, okay, you know, give you some music, that's the inspiration, and go make some things happen.
Oh, shit.
So yes, I'm so
new,
speaking of Desi, I'm laughing because she was all my tweets about that. She said, ooh, I just gave it to him, like.
This is
hot, man. After the last show, the music, she was tripping me out. She's like, I had to put it on him. He didn't know what was coming for him. So yeah, that was pretty cool. It's like showed y'all what I do. Not DJ a party or whatever. This is what I do. Like, I magically make people have fun later on. It's just something about what I do. When I play the music, I set it up.
I'm just not going to even go there with you tonight, Fed. Not going to do it. So,
Now, I haven't watched this week before, but, ma'am, I was going to comment to you about that and say, what the heck happened last week?
And look, it's so bad because I actually just saw last week's episode this week, right before I saw the new episode this week. But yeah, that was kind of crazy. And it's like, I guess it's funny because like you can tell like now the whole storyline is kind of unraveling with the whole thing with the lady who got killed. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry. But yeah. But I'm still kind of confused at some parts because I don't understand why some stuff is so important to Stallone. But has to each his own, I guess.
And Elena, man, she's something else because,
ain't she?
You know, it's like she showed like on last week's episode, she showed that she showed her weakness. She showed a lot of her weakness last week, and when I mean that,
this
as
week
far
too.
As I forget the guy that she broke up with, and you know, she was faking like they were still talking to each other and whatnot. Because of his friend had, lost his memory, basically. And he kind of has blackouts and forgets things really quick or whatnot. But, nah, it was interesting because it was like, why are they such denial? You know, she's so in tune to try to be so vindictive that really she ends up hurting herself and the people she really does love. She ends up pushing herself away from them too. So I like that because it kind of, you know, it kind of makes you say, yeah, you still hate, you know, she still does a good job making you hate that character, but it's just like some people in real life, even some of the people you hate the most, there's still some human factor to them.
Yeah, you can tell a lot, like, she's been hurt, so she just want everybody else to hurt. Kind of weird. But I can kind of see where she's going with it and why she's so angry. Because, Lord, she mad at life the way she be acting.
Right. They need to go ahead and get it on. I mean, usually that scene was working on that show. Then they get it on. They back to, hey, Shepard, then.
Right. So, yeah, Hit the Floor, awesome show. If you're not watching it, you should watch it. VH1 has all the full episodes online, so you should go check them out. Also, that good old Ratchet TV, Love and Hip Hop, I can't take no more of them.
You mean Lies and Hip Hop?
No, I like how when Mimi and Nico sat down with the people, you know, with the little interview and I was watching that tape, and they asked who the third person was.
Yeah.
He shook the floor. Really, Nico? Really? That was completely planned. At first, I was, you know, thinking, you know, okay, yeah, maybe they did record it in the privacy, and then he did just, you know, leak it himself. But now that he talking about how it's a still shot, but the camera's moving, like, okay, so that means you knew about this too then, Mimi, why you trying to act all innocent and humble about the situation, you know?
And yeah, that's just why I agree with the nickname that people been calling Lies and Hip-Hop. They lie. God, they cannot play stuff off. It's like it's so apparent that they're lying.
Yeah. And then, like, when everybody, like, all their little friends having their viewing party, and Erica started crying. I didn't understand the reason to cry. But I did understand exactly what she was saying because I don't feel like Mimi thought about that. And I'm not saying the part about, you know, the tape is going to come out regardless. I'm talking about from the moment you decided to record that tape, you wasn't thinking about it. Like, did you think you and Nico was going to be together forever? Clearly, y'all not. Like, y'all relationship so wishy-washy. So why would you, like, stuff like that, you don't just do with somebody you currently dating for a time, especially not on no, he trying to become famous on a fucking reality show. Heck no. Not unless you want to do it on purpose. That's just how I feel about that.
Right, and that's what she's doing herself. Because, I mean, I continuously say this every week, it feels like. But with Mimi, I hate her more and more and more than I do Jocelyn. Because Jocelyn, you get what you see is what you get. She always been ratchet. Ain't nothing new about that. But
yeah, I really do like Jocelyn more than Mimi. Just because Jocelyn been ignorant.
180. What the heck happened?
But I already never liked Mimi because she seems so fake and judgmental when really she is that same ratchet person is Jocelyn. And then, like, I really hate when she try to get crunk and she just starts screaming. Mimi, shut the fuck up. Why are you hollering? Why?
Oh, now breaking news about Jocelyn. Okay, so she came to Dallas on Friday. I was promoting that another club, so I didn't have time for that. So, oh, Jocelyn Hernandez is in Dallas. Yeah, skip that. But anyways, and this is one of the spots I promote too. I saw Medusa. They always got a lot of great celebrities coming to there. But in this particular moment, Jocelyn came there. She performed and she sucked.
She sucked
so bad.
TV
like, everybody, like, I mean, people were booing the hell out of her.
Yeah, have you seen the video? It's hilarious.
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But you
I
know what?
I saw the video of her in the studio.
She only read my Facebook timeline alone. She would see that Come to Dallas, she should just host it, not performed, because Come to Dallas, the performer was not smart, because a lot of people on my timeline for the DFW area, including myself, re-roast the hell out of Jocelyn singing every day. Like, I even started a trending topic called people who sing better than Jocelyn. I had people like Ice JJ Fish on there, all kind of stuff. Like, that woman, she's just horrible.
No, like, your last night on the show, they played, like, her song in auto-tunes, and it still sound bad. Like, everybody sounds good in auto-tunes. Like, even Erica Mena sounded good in auto-tunes. Jocelyn still sound like shit.
And that's pushing it.
Like, in real life, she still sounded bad. But if she just keep her whole ignorant on the Puerto Rican princess, host a few parties, talk a little shit here and there, she can do enough to build something. I don't know what she's going to build, but she can build something. But it's definitely not any kind of singing or rap career. So she might want to be
sucks,
about Rick
sucks,
Ross.
No matter what, Johnny throw at her, because I watched her Spanish songs, and I watched her English songs. She sucks, period. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what genre, she sucks.
I don't really know what to say. And that whole Kirk apology party, that was a good idea. I thought that was cute. But I still don't like Kirk. He's still full of shit.
Right.
But I did think it was cute that you did do that. Sometimes it does take a lot for a man to apologize and admit his wrongs, especially in front of others. Like, that alone, it take a lot. Even if he doesn't feel like he's wrong, it takes a lot to do it. Exactly. But I mean, maybe he did that. And then the gift was nice, too. I mean, I don't know if he bought it with his money or her money, but, hey, a gift is a gift, I guess.
I'm going to say what happened.
Althea got to stop letting them ratchets get her out of, because Carly was hurt as soon as she seen them walk. But you could see it on her face that she was pissed off when they walked in together, especially when he said he hoped their relationship lasts as long as Kirk and Rashida. She felt some type of way. And Jock is busy, quote unquote, with his married ass. What?
No, you know what? I'm gonna tell you from my point of view why I think Kirk went back. Yeah, I mean, it goes to that corny ass Rashida song that I don't even know why it made it to a light to BET, but wow, BET, y'all have dropped the y'all continue to drop the ball on music. But anyways, that stupid song, "Better I'm Making One to Marry Me," you know, that dumbass song. I guess it's what made him stay with her. You know, she probably got some good. And he was man, I got to miss that.
Bullshit.
I might apologize, but I'm going to keep not getting them. So,
I really hope that's not it, because that song, number one, was whack as fuck. Number two, they've been together too damn long for that to be the only thing popping in their relationship. Like, 16 years, and all you can say is, "I got good sex. I want you to leave me." After 16 years, that's all I got? That's it. That's all I'm good at this for. Like, no, we don't need to be together.
I just can't. I'm praying for him. Pray for the cheering. All right, well, let's see. We right on point. We're going to a music break. This song we're going to play now, man, is going out to the Dez and them, man. Definitely, man. We love you, man. Can't wait for you to come back, and this song is dedicated to you. Tupac, keep your head up. This is a song that a deep song, period. And it also kind of goes with today's topic, too. So we'll be back after this.
Something for my godson Eliza and a little girl named Corinne. Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac kid, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a cat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
shaking. Like a motherless lost child, I'm walking in the wrong direction. Wishing I had some love and affection. Nobody ever questions your pain when you stress it. Not easy when you're coping your heart with depression. See life's lesson in the separation from the pros and cons. Learning it is a part of the blessing. Select the collection. The message is the quest, but I don't know what the quest is. So I can see you crying inside. Who I can see through your eyes. Not yet accustomed to them phonies who be pacing me lies. When you need them the most is when you never get a reply. Truth. It's when you never get a reply. Now check it. Every day I have to face the world with many faces as the time races. I'm rapid in my approach, so I'll define patience. And if the government believes in us, we have a shot at being happy, but the trees in us. Spacecraft being built because they're leaving us. But that's another story for another time. Though I implore you to listen, go ahead and rewind. We'll never be fine. We walk around with the eyes closed. If other people seeking shelter, we deprive those. And bystanders catching bullets in Chicago. It's illustrated, so I reckon it's Diablo. Slicker than any scandalous 5-0. That what you treasure, you should care for. Insist on being selfish, even though you bear scars. The separation of the nation, and it's done by design. I pray my lyricism, though, to reach many of mine. We're running the struggle and suffer the pain. It's part of the journey, it's part of the game. You can't pass your life by, focus on the right tribe. Tell you it's an option, or make your decision optional. We are born full of promise, taught to assimilate, only to find out that our assimilation was based on falsehood, untruth, and inequality. Our promise fades, and struggle becomes our reality. And yet we are expected to wear the mask of contentment and appreciation. Those who hold the reins of society say, look, haven't we atoned for the ills of yesteryear? Aren't things better? At a superficial glance of the social horizon, it may seem to be so. But one must do an in-depth analysis to see the game may have changed. But the rules are still the same, only with different wording. So I ask you this, who are you willing to live for? And who are you willing to die for? Your essence is but your own. Process thoughts and keep your eyes wide open. No.
I can't live without you. See, I'm smiling on the outside while I'm just crying on the inside. Chasing the world without you.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Tonight, upon you.
I'll be troubled and bothered and scorned by your love,
of the good life. Some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall. Like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall. Thinking that ball field and rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying. Some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words in the making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it. It's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up. It has to be fixed, but first take life for granted. No, life's too short. Don't hold grudges. And don't be materialistic. It's not worth it, because in the end, none of that stuff is going with you. So I want you to cherish the moments that you have.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Grits and Glamour. Your boy, Shetty J, and the beautiful, talented Maya Angela. Yeah, man, that music break was dedicated to my girl, Desi. We do have another song we'll be playing later. Honest about Fats Domino called Make It Home. I think it's another song that's definitely keeping the mood, you know, just really being positive. So play that like near the end of the show. All right, and I think that, okay, so that's what it is. Thank you, Angela. I thought that's what that was. All right, so I'm going to go over the line now. I believe that is Miss Desi. What's up, Desi?
Hello, everyone. Hello. What's going on,
what's
people?
Up?
Hey, Desi. Hey, girl. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it. Much love to you. And the Scapper Dog.
Oh, no problem. That's what I do, man. You know, I mean, music. I feel music is a powerful weapon that can always be used for many ways, no matter what mood it is. And hey, what better way than to show love, showing somebody I know how to do best to use music to show that. So definitely, man. Mm-hmm. So yes. I mean, and definitely, man, just prayers out to your family. And, you know, it's never easy losing loved one. You know, hopefully I'll just, you know, continue. Just remember no people say this, but it really does work. It's worked for me. Just remember all the great things that person did for you and, you know, go harder at what you love and what you really want to accomplish so that them living for you doesn't go in vain.
Right. That's true.
Whoop. Well, I appreciate it. Hey, Lizzie. Okay, guys. Welcome back, everyone. Even though y'all already said that, I'm always late, so don't judge my life. This is just completely off the topic. During the music break, I happen to see this little clip pop up on my timeline. Big shout out to Jess Brittany from Houston because her new little song, Something Different, it is actually all right. And at the beginning of her career, it was a little shaky. She has really started to prove herself. And guys, all it takes is hard work, dedication, and investment in your craft. I mean, you can't even put recording the clothes in the mode. She in the studio getting it done the right way. She got the whole team, and they looking real good. So shout out to Just Brittany. Download her new song, Something Different, on iTunes. I just saw that. I'm not getting any promotion money off that. But anyway.
That's right. Maybe we should try and get her on the show one day. That'll be cool.
Strong possibility. That probably would be nice.
Yeah, man. So tonight's topic reminder. It is should parents put their children or their child, whichever how many you got, on birth control? That is a big controversial topic.
How many you got?
that's why we put Ren in parentheses because you know not everybody. I mean, everybody got multiple children, but we looking out for those that got multiple children. That's how we doing it. And bam,
right.
So the question is: so who wants to go first on this?
I want you to go, Fetty, because Fetty left a comment on my post today on Instagram talking about
just wait for my answer. So I want you to go first because I really want to know what you think.
Let's hear your answer.
Yeah. I've been, it's been in my spirit since you first said it to me. Should parents put this is a shaky type of mean people won't feel type of way? No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Should you make sure your child got condoms? Yes. But I do I'm just a proponent. I do not like birth control. Here's why. Because I feel that it's ultimately making people pay the ultimate price of kind of making a lot of people infertile and whatnot. The fact that it's to help you not have kids, but what was to do that for a temporary reason is kind of turned into a permanent reason for people. And I feel that you shouldn't do that because when your child decides to have the kids later on down the line, the price they have to pay for doing it then is going to cost them. So I honestly don't think that there's condoms out there. People need to get out this mindset of saying, hey, I'm not gonna have sex. I don't do sex with condoms. You know, got to get out of that mindset. You either do that or don't do it at all. Like it shouldn't have to be. Every guy was one of not, and the guys, y'all gotta quit walking around here talking about y'all not gonna put one on because they don't feel right to you. And you're always trying to put it on the woman to take birth control. Like it's crazy because in a lot of cases the males aren't necessarily always becoming more infertile because they're using condoms. More so happened to the women from this birth control. So you know, guys, you got to get out of that mindset and start strapping it up, man. Because you costing because your little quick moment of pleasure. It's costing these women, like, the rest of their life and not be when they want to settle down and have children. It's going to stop them from being able to do that, or even more so make it a little bit harder. So, no, I don't think you do, because what's to do something for a temporary reason is going to actually cost you in the long run.
That is a good argument, kind of, sort of. It is, because I have heard of some women who are not able to have children, or it does take them longer. Like, I know there's one woman I met when I was pregnant with my son, and she was like, they've been trying to have kids for 3 years after she stopped taking the birth control shot. And just after they decided they're going to give up is when she actually ended up getting pregnant. So I'm not really sure if it's a matter of so much medicine still left in the body, or if it's a matter of, you know, not focusing and stressing on it so hard and it's going to come at the right time. Because, you know, the Lord's saying, they say the Lord going to bless you with what you're supposed to have.
Exactly.
Just, what's for you is for you, regardless of your birth control, when you took it, how you took it, how much you took.
Right.
Everybody, man, you don't want everybody to be parents. I'm not. I'm just saying.
I don't know, because I have a little girl, and I have to think about that, because I'm pretty sure, like, when she grows up and hit that puberty stage and around her friends, and her friends might be sexually active, and her fellow peers might be indulging in sexual activity. I'm so scared for that. But I don't think I would put her on birth control. I would try my very best to teach her and let her teach her to be knowledgeable in the area of, you know, when you are ready, please come to me first, and then let's, you know, take the necessary steps, you know, so she will be safe in that area, and make sure her father is involved as well, you know, with the guys. These guys is dirty. Oh, girl. And I'm so scared, but I'm just, you know, I don't think a parent should put their child on birth control. But when I hear, like, you know, you heard on the news, like, just this week, or was it last week, that the lady, she was a young mom, and she suffocated her son. He was, like, 11 months old or something,
yeah,
like that.
I saw that.
She just didn't want to, it's just like, goddamn, maybe if she was on birth control, maybe she could have prevented that and used protective sex. Like, if you don't want to wear a condom, you wear a condom because they do have it. You know, it's not pleasurable, but because I've tried it. But, I mean, still, like, use that safety zone just for those reasons because you know you're not ready. I don't know. But my answer has to be no. I don't know. I hate that. Because it's a lot easier.
No, I mean,
it's really going on a lot.
I mean, and Desiree, like you said a key thing in what you just said. You're going to talk to your daughter. A lot of these parents are too afraid to have conversations with their kids. The others want to tell you. It's too much of that mind state of, if I say something, don't ask me why, just do it. You know, that type of mind state. I think that's
right.
Really what's hindering everything from working right. I mean, you know, from these kids doing the right thing because, or, you know, it's happening at a more high rate is because,
right.
No, because these parents aren't reaching out. They want to keep putting this, it's too uncomfortable to talk about it, game. And then your child's going to rebel against you when you talk about something that they certainly heard because they're friends and stuff. Or, hey, their friends doing this cool. And why are you ragging on me about why I can't do it? And then they're going to show their initial rebellion, but I guarantee you, when your kid gets older, they're going to remember that conversation, and they're going to thank you and say, thank you for actually talking to me and telling me. I know I was hard-headed at the time, but thank you for the advice.
Right. I agree with that because, like you said, they're all going to rebel and curious. Like, if you tell me, you know, if you just say your child, well, you can't have sex until, you know, or you can't have a boyfriend until, you know, and it's like, okay, well, I'm curious. Like, why can I not do this? Like, so, of course, like, we all been at that young age where it was like we wanted to, like, test the waters and see for ourselves. I didn't, but a lot of, you know, kids nowadays do, so... It's just kind of like, it's kind of crazy. So it's like, you know, once you, like, teach a child and tell them, you know, like, this is what it is. This is what can happen if this happens, you know. It's like they still might want to be rebellious and go against the grain.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like just, you know, still have that open communication. And the parents have to be involved. I think that's where it gets important to have that father and that mother in the situation. Because you can get the male perspective of it, like, okay, this is what you're going to be dealing with. Like, this is what's out there, you know. Maybe your mama didn't teach you right, or maybe you didn't quite understand what your mom was saying, but let me give you another perspective on that situation.
Right. Showing them, it gives them a big picture of, you know, why not to make a choice and why to make a choice. Instead of you, like you said, just saying it, they understand, okay, if I go with the choice of not doing it, what you're trying to tell me, that's your opinion, that you think I shouldn't do it, here's why you shouldn't do it. Now, if you do decide to go over, you rebel and do this, this is what will happen with you at that. So if you're fine with living that consequence, make that decision. It leaves the kid to still make the decision, but you're still letting them know why one way over another and vice versa or whatever.
Right. And then it's kind of like, and also you have to remember, like, you need to get involved in their social life as well, not hands-on, but just kind of be aware on who they're hanging around, who they're surrounding themselves with, because that also can reflect on them too, because it's like you need to teach your child how to be a leader and not a follower. Don't be so easily persuaded to do something that you don't want to do. Make the own decision for yourself. Like, I think that's, like, another important key because, you know, just because my friend's smoking, that don't mean I have to because you're smoking. If I just don't, because it's just not my style. Like, I don't know, like, really talk to your children because that's, like, you know, with society and the media, they glamorizing it, you know, 16 and pregnant is really no joke. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
their responsibility is on that parent. And you really don't have the responsibility because we the ones that's up helping you. So it's like, I don't know. It's a sensitive topic, but it needs to be said and spoken on so many levels. But, you know,
But
here's
the thing too, Desi, was that you and you just brought the show. What I mean, what's your take on this? Because I mean, I had taken because the show just missing 16 pregnant teen mom and stuff. Why when you watch show, you know, you look at those shows, it's predominantly white people, but they always trying to put this whole thing about kids having babies. Always trying to put on like black people are the only ones doing it, and it pisses me off that that's the way they try to portray us, like we're the ones doing it, when there's a lot of them doing it too, or so it might even be more so the fact that a lot of them are doing it more.
Right, I agree. Because, you know, they always want to slander bad people. I don't want to make this a racial thing. I'm not a racist. Like, I just want to put that out there. Listen, Zimmer fans, Desi's not a racist, but when it comes to a certain topic, they want to slander their race card, and black in this situation is. And then that's where the mother be called a hoe and all kind of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a sensitive topic. I don't want to debate about that, but I do agree with you, Teddy. But my question would be, how can the society now change that? How can we change that? Like, how can our community change that problem? Like, what are the necessary steps to take to make sure that our teens and our children that's coming up, you know, have a different outlook on that? Like, how can they change it?
How to raise your children and stop letting TV?
I mean, because you can't separate them from what's going on. Everybody want a big ass. Everybody wants the titties and, like, all the Brazilian hair down your back. Everybody want to, you know, and that's what the guys like. So it was like, how can we? Because you can't shelter them from that. So how can
not
we
every guy
that? No.
It's not a matter of sheltering your child. You just have to teach your child to like know better. But if you sit there and you entertain the same things that you're telling your child not to do, of course they're going to entertain. Like, you have to truly lead by example in situations like that. Because if you're telling your daughter, well, you know, you're at the age where you don't need to be wearing weave and all that. A daughter always looks up to her mother. Like, that's the first woman she knows. That person inspires her. So if she see you walk around with your booty shorts and your head down your back, why the hell you think she ain't going to want booty shorts with her down her back?
That's
you know,
true.
She don't understand why you're telling her it's wrong and you doing it, regardless if you're the mother or not. She still looks at you like her best friend. She wants to be like you, but regardless of the age difference.
Right. That's true, because that is a reflection on you. That is so true. And I think that's another, like, I don't know, that's why I say it always starts at home. It always starts at home. You can't really point the finger or blame society and all that, because it really just starts at home. And that's why I say it's very imperative that, you know, like, you teach your child at home and make sure their father is involved. Or someone that's a positive role model, because maybe their father isn't in the picture, but try and find someone, maybe it's an uncle or a grandfather or something like that, that can help in the situation.
All the baby Jesus, I got a boy, not a girl.
I know, I think about that. I'm like, damn, Angela got a little boy. She's lucky.
All right, I'm going to open the line, because y'all know I've read it.
But I have a question, too. Because you said,
yeah,
like, you won't put your child on birth control, right, Dizzy? Then you'll never do that. But what if it's a matter of not keeping her on birth control because of sexual reasons? I know a lot of younger women or whatever, younger aged adults, who actually get on birth control simply just, you know, like, stop pain in a cycle, like a monthly cycle.
Yes.
So
you know,
would you not do that either?
What? She got pain in the cycle.
What? I know
yes,
what she's talking
no.
about.
You know,
the girl I talked to, she used to have it. Like,
some women have really bad cramps
she
has, and stuff
she,
like that.
Anytime she has a period, she has, it actually hurts her really, really bad. Like, and that's the reason why she takes birth control, not because of to stop from kids, but more so the fact of because of the condition she has, it's to help stop this. To hinder some of the pain she gets from when she has periods, and it cuts down. It actually helps her cut down how many periods she has.
I
so
mean,
that
if
case,
it's
yes, you.
No, what's wrong with Motrin and Advil and Tylenol and just like
no,
all
like
the
real
stuff?
Baby. Some people be going through hell and back. Like, they be in bad shape. Like, I be feeling
I hurt.
And bleeding, like, extra hard, like
okay,
beyond
Steady, what... really?
Oh,
okay, Steady.
Yeah.
Okay, Steady, really?
I'm
nobody
just,
really
I'm
wanna,
keeping it real. Like, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what... I'm
but nobody
want to
hear that.
Not like
wow.
I got like a vagina, but
you know. Okay, just say menstrual cycle. You don't have to do all the extra, but no, like I feel like if I had this,
really,
would have been bad. My mom ain't giving me no.
They know what we talking about.
Wow. My mom ain't, you know. No, look, my mama did not give me no birth control. She told me to lay down on that heating pad and suck it up. It is what it is. She gave me some Tylenol sometimes, but girl, please.
Well, maybe it wasn't the whole
bunch of trying to
cure for the problem.
It
wasn't around
when
we were growing up. Maybe it's like, you know.
Girl, look, my daughter better not ever come at me with that question. You better get
that in bed. All right, so I shall see you in the building. What's up? What's up, bro?
What's good, man?
Hello.
I'll let you know.
How y'all doing?
As usual.
Good. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How's everything with your family?
Okay, taking it one day at a time.
I kind of buzzed myself in like a long time ago, but y'all kind of touched on everything before I got on the phone. But y'all kind of each said something. Like Desi said, you got to kind of teach your kid to know really what's what when they go out into the world.
Right.
And there's a thing, I don't know if y'all have heard, nature versus nurture. It's basically a theory that says that a kid will learn more from a certain person, like whether it's your family, which y'all say it starts at home, that's the nature part, and when he goes out into the world, that's the nurture part. I mean, the nurture is the home part. The nature is when he goes out into the world, what he learns from outside of the home. And there's a lot of people, a lot of scientists and theorists that says that nature teaches a person the most. But that's been an argument for years and years. Another thing that Angela said is leading by example. I think that's the biggest thing for today's kids because, like she said, they live off what they see on TV and they want to get what they see on TV and they want to be what they see on TV. But if they seen a way to get it, because TV don't show you how to get that. So if they seen a way, like, to get a certain thing or to reach a certain level or to have a certain level of success, if they seen that in a home or something like that or a role model or a mentor, that'll be a certain thing, a good reason for them to go in that direction. Like, I have a bunch of, like, little cousins and nephews and whatnot, and I have uncles as well, and I watch the younger generation kind of look down on my uncles and older men in my family because maybe they went the wrong way, they failed, they may be addicted to some kind of drug or something like that. And they look at me as if I'm the successful person or all because I have something or I have stuff that the other people don't have. So I think leading by example is one of the main things that you would need. But I think the question was about birth control. I don't think so. Like, I wouldn't put my daughter on birth control. The reason is I come from a family where, like y'all said, like, it's basically you got to know how to live your life. You got to know how to not follow the crowd. And if so, my mom, she kind of fell down a bunch of times, but I also learned that with your actions, there's consequences. And you got to be able to think everything through before you make a decision. You got to know if it goes good, this is what I get. If it goes bad, this is what I get. So if I had a daughter, she has to know that. She has to know that if she lay down with this dude, chances are this could happen. Chances are it could feel good. Chances are this could happen. I could have a kid. So I wouldn't do my daughter like that. So I don't know.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, the reason I say that is because, I mean, we all see it. We all see birth control change women, like, physically. And I wouldn't do that. every woman I know that's been on birth control, they done got big.
It's different for
form. The pill don't blow you up like the shot or.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
The thing that you put in your arm. That pill gives you pounds. I mean, the shot gives you plenty of pounds, like 30 of them.
I don't know what it is. And Sid was talking about women and it's extra. Yeah. You don't even know, man. So don't even say that.
No, I'm no, because I actually dated a girl who was going, that's why I was kind of sharing it, because she would always tell me all the time about, you know, the experience she was going through with that. So that's why I was kind of sharing some of the stuff that, you know, when I was talking to her, just kind of what I just had to deal with her. So, I mean, I don't know about all the way, but I'm just kind of just sharing some of the stuff that she dealt with.
And she described it to you.
That kind of stuff there every day reminds me why I so much have respect for women, because y'all, man, every month that I go to that shit, oh no.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all do it, man. That's the y'all the real, in the words of Kevin Durant, y'all the real MVP.
There's a guy who had a joke based on what Seti was just saying. And it was basically off saying how he respects a woman that goes through that every month. And he was saying if he had a nosebleed every month, he would be, you know what I'm saying, he would be out of there. He was like, man, if my nose bled every month and I had to stick this piece of white tissue in my nose every month, like I would go crazy. And what if like, your nose didn't bleed, and you go crazy. Like, oh, why is my nose not bleeding? It's supposed to be bleeding. And,
right. Like,
days before your nose started bleeding, he's like, oh, I can feel it. My nose is about to start bleeding. Like, he would go crazy. So he was just basing that off saying women go through a lot.
Yeah,
a whole lot.
Man. And that's why, you know, it is a blessing, you know, to have, you know, have that female perspective on the show every week, dude. I think it's always great to have an equal part, man. Everybody wants to play this game of, well, men know they deserve to have more money than women, all those other kind of things. But no, I think that's the reason why I think it should be equal, because a lot of times y'all go through way more than we got to go through.
Yeah. This will turn into a whole another conversation.
Yeah, that's another topic. We always do that, don't we?
Yeah,
we already
did
a whole other show.
that just made me think of something, man. Like I don't think women and dudes are equal in no aspect.
I don't either.
Dudes are dogs. Like dudes are all this think like a man. No.
Stuff like that. I'm more so saying the professional things like that. Like I think technically, you're right even on that, because sometimes the women do more the dirty work than we do. And as far as, like, for instance, y'all guys do, a lot of times most of the people behind the scenes in the industry is usually a lot of women. Y'all got to deal with all this nonsense that people got to deal with on that.
Yeah. Desi and Angela need to teach these young girls. And some women older than them, that there's
right.
an advantage in being a woman. There's a great advantage in being a woman.
A wonderful advantage in being a woman, let me tell you.
Stop thinking like a man.
Right? Because that don't work. Stop. Please stop.
They control who gets it, if it's going down. You know, if they say, yeah, let's do it. You know, we can want to. But if y'all don't want to, it ain't going down. Or if we do, you know, that's really more so sort of great. If they can't just come take it, you know, if she ain't let you get it, then you can't just come take it. So, in the day, y'all still control. Like, if women are horny, you most times die, you hear it move, you like trying to find a way. And be like, dang, if she's horny right now, I got to take advantage of this.
It's not even a sexual thing with me. It's more so like I feel like a woman's supposed to represent everything good, because dudes go through like too much dog stuff. Men think perverted. They do stuff that, I mean, women just wouldn't do. So when I think of a woman, I want something that's better than me. If I'm working with dudes all day, I want to go home to a woman that's acting like these dudes. Like, it just don't work.
Man.
I don't, like, it's just, it's so much, man. It's so much.
Like, I'm over talking to myself in the damn mirror, man, every day. That's how I feel like hey, I feel like you're talking to yourself in the mirror when you're talking, you're talking to a girl who's acting like the dude that you're talking to at work all day. Like, you ain't trying to come home with it. And I think a lot of women are, I think because of the way some of these men have treated these women so much,
yeah,
that is making them cold and dark and not acting like women anymore. So it kind of annoys, it's kind of white, but that's the reality of the women.
Desi and Angela are pretty lucky. Seem like women.
I don't know. Like, I really don't have a problem with, like, coming up with some type of organization and talking to, like, young girls, because I have a young girl. And like you say, it's really not about being sexual. It's about being knowledgeable in the sense, you know what I mean? Because I've never been that, I guess you could call me lame. Like, yeah, you could call me lame because I went all the way, like, until I was, like, 21 before I, like, lost my virginity. And
I was 20.
I was around the girls that was, like, you know, like, sexually active and, like, doing all kind of, like, spontaneous and, like promiscuous type of stuff. So I think that's something that I should think about. I'm going to think about it because it's very important to, like, you say you got nephews and, like, I think they should be knowledgeable in the situation, too, because it's not just females. So I think it's something that I think our community can do. And that's my closing remarks, because I feel like it's a positive outlook in the community. It can make a difference and it can change certain things. It's just up to the parent whether or not they'll put their child in the organization to be involved and to make the difference.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's great advice. And speaking on that, I am going to be speaking.
Come on,
to
Angela, let's do it.
So, children. Really, because somebody already scheduled me to come talk, so you can definitely come with me. I am speaking to the kids on some wonderful topics. I'm just trying to inspire all my young adults.
Man, let's do it for real.
Like,
that should be good.
6th grade through 12th grade in real life. I hate to see little girls lost in this world. It's just not cool.
Yeah.
And a little girl needs somebody to talk to. Like, your mama
That's
is
true.
Your mama, but you can't talk to your mama all the time. I'm sorry.
That's
it just don't work like that.
That's true.
So, coming to a school near you, we got Debbie and Anthony.
But for real, though.
And we're like, follow me on Twitter. Stay up to date. My Twitter is still I am Model Angela. Instagram is underscore sincerely Angela.
And you can follow me, Desi, at DIMP87 on Twitter and Instagram, DIMP87. I appreciate every listener that listened in on tonight, and look out for that organization for me and Angela coming up with, for real.
All right. Fred, you got anything you want to say?
Nope.
You know what? I got something to say. I don't know if y'all seen Fats in the video, but that song is, like, so dope. Like, the lyrics in it, I don't know, y'all have to really pay attention to, like, that song. You did, like, a fantastic job. Like, I really push you up, and I, like, really, like, love that song, for real. I'm sorry.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like ours to actually take the time. Just because you're independent, I mean, you can't make the stuff look good. And that's one thing I have to say, too, about that. It's always good to see in up-and-coming or independent artists, like, still doing major moves with their work.
Right.
And not wasting time. Like, well, when I get major, I'm going to start doing all this. You know, that's whack. Like, do something now. All right, man. We'll go ahead. We're going to close the show out with this song, man. I think it's very fitting to end the show with. This is a track by a family we haven't played on the show before. This is Make It Home. and see what we got, man.
You ever pray sometimes, man, of, about, like, things you need and want, family, friends, stuff like that? Yeah. I kind of crack myself up sometimes. The stuff I pray about be real simple, like just making it home. Yeah. My whole life I've been putting out fires that other people start. Hero hard, I just wanna play my equal part. When classes start, teacher's part is to keep us smart. But class clowns say it's a rapist up in Lincoln Park. So keep praying, kids playing, it's getting dark. Mom's getting sparked, no wonder what they swinging for. Where's Pops? He been gone since like a week before. What you sleeping for? We gon' need the preachers more. I choose keeping my soul over a pot of gold. Cause that pot of gold will leave you with a pot of nose. Started as dreams and schemes and a pile of goals. And with backstabbing friends, enemies, a pile of foes. And nowadays we so addicted to the hour shows. Lights done in the dark, I wonder where the power go. And the trend now is parting year with model hoes. My girl don't feel appreciated, tell me where the flowers go. They say where you start ain't always what you end with. That's kinda true, cause I'm wondering where my friends went. The ones that really know me care less about a fan base. You be cool with a lot of niggas to the fan break. I wanna make it for my fans, take my bro say. He'd rather pass on the top if it's lonely like hoes say. So it's a couple words I say to myself, couple words I pray to myself. I just wanna make it home. And you come in this world, man, with your family, your moms, your brothers, couple friends along the way, you know. And then you meet this girl, man, and she just come along and give it a whole new feeling, like something you never felt before, man. Yeah. She make me wanna give her everything she asks for, whether it's a trip or my cell phone passcode. And yeah, she trusts me, and I ain't got a hide shit, so I don't be lying like Tiger with a side chick. My mom told me a better man I better be. No lions, tigers, or bears, at first she was scared of me. Might change the game up, hit her with the pedigree. Get on one bending knee and hit her with a wedding ring. I can tell by how she kissing me, the only other chick besides moms who can love me unconditionally. Seen past the mystery, misery of my history. It's crazy when I entered her, said she seen her enemy. Her John Dillinger, if it's the public enemy. At first she wasn't into me, now she the puzzle's missing piece. So for everybody hating on me, got a bad chick waiting on me. I just wanna make it home. I come across this homeless dude all the time, man. I never judge him or nothing like that. I just see him, man. Never know what to say, man, but most of the time, man, I wonder what his pain is. Like, never know what got him to that point. Just never know, man. Yeah. I finally got enough nerve to go and ask him what happened in the past with your family and passion. It's so tragic. He say the world ain't been the same since he had seen his baby girl in the casket. So what happened? He a college graduate, can't understand how he in the hood pushing the basket. He a survivor, I figure that's the least it could be, since he lost his daughter to a drunk driver. The story goes, he was headed home, they had just talked on the phone, couldn't have been like half an hour. He walked through the door, what he didn't know, his wife had picked his daughter up on the way from a happy hour. The driver that his daughter lost her life to, same reason on that same day he lost his wife too. And he was 46, wondering where his daughter went. Gave up on car notes and mortgages. True story, a Lexus and two-story up in Arlington. Life had made him give up on all of it. Couldn't look his wife up in the face, he couldn't handle it. Daughter name was Faith, he had lost them both, same that on the calendar. The whole time I'm sitting thinking, tearing up, wondering. When we pray to God, is he hearing us? Pondering, waiting for sunshine, where the summer went. Question is, when you lose hope, what's the punishment the money went? Then he lost his mind and his selfishness is evident. He happy with whatever I can help him with, be careful with. Anything that bring life relevance, I'm telling you, cause I left out the part about the felony. It's been a better week. He happy I could reach to him, speak to him. Cold world, son, keep going. That's what he told me, man. I just wanna make it home.